With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. So much winning, and he's not even in office yet. The words of Donald Trump Jr. online, boasting of his father's phone call with Mexico's president. The president-elect says he and Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum have a deal on illegal immigration.
After their call, Donald Trump said Mexico's leader had agreed to stop migration across the border with immediate effect, saying it was progress in ending what he called an illegal invasion. President Sheinbaum has since posted in social media that Mexico's position is not to close borders, but to build bridges between governments and between peoples. Earlier this week, Mr. Trump threatened to impose import tariffs on Mexican goods if its southern neighbor failed to stop drugs and migrants crossing into the U.S.
That's a BBC's Peter Bowes. The Trump transition team says some Trump cabinet nominees and appointees have been threatened with violence this week, including bomb threats and swatting incidents. The founder of Facebook had dinner with President-elect Trump this week.
Wednesday night's dinner at Mar-a-Lago in Florida brought together Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and the former president who was once banned from Facebook. Trump was kicked off the social network following the January 6th U.S. Capitol riot, but the company restored his account early last year. Zuckerberg has taken a more positive stance toward the president-elect and has complained that senior Biden administration officials pressured Facebook to censor some COVID-19 content during the pandemic. Greg Clugston, Washington.
They have been watching on the ground, and they've been watching from the air. The New York Police Department and partner agencies with enhanced security for today's Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in Manhattan. Hundreds of thousands of spectators turning out in a rainy Manhattan to watch the big parade. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Bless Friday?
You heard it right, Bless Friday. It's a Christian alternative to Black Friday when everybody rushes off to buy Christmas gifts on the day after Thanksgiving. Bless Friday features churches and ministries all across the nation choosing to stay away from the stores and instead devote their time to good works, organizing cleanup crews in their communities and working at soup kitchens. Bless Friday has been going on since 2009. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court of the United Kingdom is considering a legal challenge focusing on the definition of what a woman is. It's part of a long-running dispute between a women's rights group and the Scottish government. The case seeks to clarify whether a transgender person with a gender recognition certificate that recognizes them as female can be regarded as a woman under equality law. Legal experts say the case could have wide consequences for the entire UK. This is SRN News. Solar storms could produce quite a show tonight and tomorrow night, depending on where you are.
Pale auroras may be seen Thursday and Friday across northern states, including Montana, Minnesota, and upper New York, as well as much of Wisconsin and Michigan. NOAA meteorologist Matt Betwee says the auroras may last only briefly, and seeing them will depend on how intense the solar storms get. To see the spectacle, wait for clear skies to get dark and then go outside away from bright city lights. Keith Peters reporting.
It is called the Alaska Turkey Bomb. For the third Thanksgiving in a row, frozen turkeys being airdropped to people living in the remotest reaches of Alaska. The woman who started the whole thing says it began after she found out that a family of three had only one squirrel to split for Thanksgiving. The plan is to drop 32 turkeys this year, with more to come in the future. More details at SRNnews.com.